Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us right now, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Now in two great tropical flavors. Joining us now, Rick Bucher. Rick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. All-Star break is upon us. And early returns, you feel like, and I know it's a truncated kind of a first half of the season for Zion Williamson. Is he better than maybe we anticipated?
No. I considering where the expectations were, no. I mean, the expectations were just so unrealistic. He came in and he was supposed to be LeBron James. And I always thought that was an unfair comparison because they're really not the same players in any respect. So, no. I mean, the nine games he's demonstrated that he has star, all-star, superstar potential. He has shown flashes of that, but the expectations were just so high that I'm glad to see him playing. I hope he stays healthy. But there's for him to get to where people thought he was going to be, there's still a lot of room for growth.
Certainly, but I mean. Man, he seems to improve almost game in and game out the longer he's on the court.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's a box score stuffer for sure. And as I said, he's an electric player. But do they play through him offensively? Not yet. Has he shown that, you know, that they can one day because of his passing? Absolutely. Defensively, he's kind of lost, but has the ability to be certainly a good defender. It's 6'6", and with his kind of footwork and speed, like, where do you play him? That's going to be the most intriguing thing, is what position do you play him and who do you put around him to take advantage of what he's so unique. I mean, I hated the LeBron comparisons because that's not who he is. I mean, I guess they're built a little bit the same way in terms of strength and speed, and he certainly has got ball handling and skills, but I'm still trying to figure out exactly, like, what's the best way to use Zion, and I don't know. I mean, we just need to see more of him to figure that out.
What do you think of the second half of this schedule for the Pelicans? It's certainly lighter than it was in the first half.
Yeah, I'll be really interesting to see if they can make a run here. I see them, Memphis, and I'm not going to count out the Portland Trail Blazers as far as the three teams that are vying for that eighth spot. I'm not a believer in the Phoenix Suns, and so it's. You know, for me, it's less schedule and opponent and again, this is another discovery we're going to get from Zion. I thought the Pelicans were going to be a playoff team from the beginning of the year. I expected far more from them going to the All-Star break than we've seen. Now, we've seen it we've seen a stretch now, part because I think Zion has been a galvanizing effect. I still think they're looking for leadership, and I think they're still looking for consistency. But if Zion, again, if he stays healthy, if he can be this kind of this electric energy guy that has everybody just feeling good about the Pelicans, and I mean the Pelicans themselves feeling good about themselves, then I can see them making a run. But the Memphis Grizzlies are not going to go away, and the Blazers – actually give them the edge among those three teams because I just think they have the veteran experience. The big question for them is going to be, when do they get Jusuf Nurkić back? When do they get Zach Collins back? If they get those guys back anytime before the end of this month, then I really like their chances. But it would be important for the Pelicans collectively, as young as they are, simply to be in a fight for that eighth playoff spot, to play meaningful games down the stretch. Because even if they ultimately don't get there, they're going to get a taste of what pressure feels like in the regular season. And I think that's important for the development of young players.
Rick, do you think it's fair to say, or does it seem like at least that Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart have made greater strides in New Orleans than maybe they did in Los Angeles?
Yeah, without question. I mean, it was just such a – first of all, as a young player, learning how to play with LeBron James is not an easy thing. There's a reason why the teams that are successful with LeBron are always full of veterans, because basically LeBron – it's LeBron deciding how we're going to play and can you fit around that. And that's infinitely easier for a role-playing veteran to say, oh, okay, so this is my lane. It is – he's going to do these things, and I'll be here, and I'll be ready. Young players are, you know, Lonzo, Ingram, Josh, they were all in the process of finding themselves. And then the next thing they know, their idol, whether directly or indirectly, is suggesting, yeah, I don't really want to play with you guys. I mean, all of that would kick any young player sideways. So, and then add just, I think there's a reality check for particularly guys who have been anointed stars before they've proved anything in the NBA. When they get traded, it's like, oh, I'm not guaranteed anything. Oh, I'm not the greatest thing. So now I need to go to work. And so for all that, I believe that New Orleans has benefited by having those guys. But have they evolved and have they improved? For sure. And I don't know if you guys have done it, but I shout out to Fred Vinson, the shooting coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, because the work that he has done with all their young guys, but particularly Lonzo Ball, and credit to Lonzo Ball for being willing to adjust. But the job that he's done in developing their jump shooting, particularly their Lonzo's form, hats off, because I think that has been a big contributing factor.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher here on Sports Talk, and Pelicans entering the All-Star break. And could this team, Rick, develop into a serious contender in the next 3 years, you think?
Man, yeah, I mean, they could. The difficulty always is, like, you don't really know what you have until you see the playoffs. And you have a group of young players that you're going to have to make decisions on financially. And who are you going to invest in? Who are going to be the guys that are in, and who are the guys that you move along and you acquire other pieces? So, as I said, look, I was very high on the Pelicans at the beginning of the year. I thought people thought that we're not taking into account just the massive talent that they had. But, you know, the one element they need that I still not can – I don't know if it's on the roster or not, is that one defining leader. And not a leader just in terms of talent, but in terms of holding everybody accountable. This is the way we play. If you're not in your spot defensively, this is the guy who's going to let you know that you're not there and is going to make sure that you are. I don't know if they have that guy on the roster. And until you do, then it's premature to talk about contending for titles.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. You can hear Rick and Scal. Rick on Scal and Pels, a brand new NBA podcast out now at Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Just search Scal wherever you find your podcast. Rick, thank you so much for the time, man.
My pleasure, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.